Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
Well, guys, this was going to be the first video out there for you today. And you can see Chuck's still running Atlantean Pyramid off New Orleans, as well as some other interesting things. Yeah, I can't publish it yet because the checks are still running like over an hour plus ago. It's just funny. When we do channeling and give channeled information, it confuses the artificial intelligence. It literally confuses it. And sometimes it'll be this way for hours. And, you know, this is not a long video. It's 33 minutes. Typical. If there's nothing really too controversial in there, well, there kind of is, but at the same time, it certainly is not WW3. It's not economic collapse. It's talking about the ancient past, and yet they will not okay this video. So I would encourage everybody to watch the video.
Yes, absolutely, definitely.
Make sure you're subscribed to all three channels, Evolutionary, EE Arts, where that is going up, and Heart's Home. And we want to thank everybody for your support at Patreon and Ko-Fi. Couldn't do it without you guys. This video is going to go up on EE Arts first. The other one, we're just going to have it come out about 6 o'clock tonight. And then there'll be one for Evolutionary. It's a little more sensitive. At least 11 people have lost their lives. Death toll in Southern California mountains after the blizzards is increasing. Another atmospheric river is arising to make everything worse. I was reading person-by-person accounts for people that literally have been found frozen alive in their homes. And, you know, these are beautiful homes. This is a beautiful area. These are people, in many cases, of substantial means, and yet they've succumbed to the weather. In these times, in this day and age, yeah, don't underestimate Mother Nature. Don't underestimate the technology involved as well.
Mm-hmm. And can I just point out, you know, California, one of the biggest governmental places where the taxes are just enormous and they still can't get any help to these people.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you pay more in taxes there than many places. Let's just leave it at that. There's different ways of looking at the different taxes. You know, many people view it as the tax you to death state. Hey, Massachusetts is pretty bad too. Connecticut, you know, there's a lot of states that really, really tax you. But this is really, really sad. So we did see this in Texas too. Remember a couple of years ago, we had that big, big freeze out of the blue. Things that don't make sense, or do they? And then that atmospheric river that we're talking about, dangerous flood event, is soon to unfold for much of California as they brace for substantial, absolutely substantial rains. As you could see here, you know, snowfall totals and highest elevations, you got four different mountain zones, mountain placements that are all expecting over 100 inches. And you have rainfall totals of 4 to 9 inches throughout the day in the warmer areas. Of course, you know, the darker zones here are going to be the more severely hit. All this to, again, I feel that all this is greatly increasing the risk of the big one hitting. We have a major flooding event underway in California. Multiple days of severe weather coming up in the central U.S. and a major East Coast snowstorm coming into focus. This is Ryan Hall. He does a great job. And so when it's like tornadoes and things coming, his channel is one of the ones that we'll click on to listen to, because he does a really good job covering all the severe weather. So as we can see, you know, it's not just one area, absolutely California. I mean, the good news is there's almost no drought now in Arizona. Hey, there's a little positive. Here we see some severe weather for Little Rock, Tulsa. And then it's going to progress down to like Jackson, Mobile, and Montgomery. Now, I heard people saying Mobile, Mobile, Mobile. whatever, mobile. You know, again, in these times, to get caught up in the minutiae of things is kind of missing the point. Excuse me, before that train hits you, well, let me first, you know, state this word properly, and hopefully I get it out in the right way before the train turns you into a pile of mush.
Yes, because that's the most important thing, is pronunciation.
Yeah, exactly. And again, especially when things are mispronounced by the traditional way you do things grammatically because of influence of a different language, it just is, it's kind of comical, really. The economy's comical and could be very hysterical soon. As you see, the jobs report shows employers slowing down on hiring with huge reduction from prior month's numbers. This crash is creeping and crawling, but it might speed up in some ways. Silicon Valley Bank Financial in talks to sell itself after attempts to raise capital have failed. Yeah, this is ominous. A lot of people are very, very nervous and they're looking at this. And in fact, we see U.S. regulators visit Silicon Valley Bank to assess its finances. We just got to look to history. As you see, banks across the board have been selling off. A lot of red there. You know, it's tough for Cindy to get the guides to zero in on financials because this is completely foreign to how other cultures do things. And in the higher frequencies, the higher vibrational spaces, no, they don't use this banking system. This banking system is an evil system. It's completely about allowing control of the few, of the many, I should say, by the few. This is what it's all about. This is its purpose. And, you know, it's confusing on purpose, just like our taxes. Why do our taxes have to be so confusing? Why do we have to have taxes, especially when we hate what they're going for? Mostly to make our lives miserable, when you get down to it. Oh, and to police us. Janet Yellen, Treasury Department is monitoring a few banks very closely, including SVB. Is this the beginning of the runs, is the question. Is this the beginning of the runs? Well, there's 10 banks that may be in trouble in the wake of this SVB Financial Group debacle. So this is the listing down here. As you can see, Customers, Bancorp, they are out of West Reading, Pennsylvania. First Republic Bank, San Francisco. Sandy Spring Bancorp, Olney, Maryland. New York Community Bank Corp, and that's out of Hicksville, New York. First Foundation, Inc., out of Dallas, Texas. Alley Financial, Detroit, Michigan. Dime Community Bank Shares, Hopog, New York. Pacific Premier Bank Corp, out of Irvine, California. Prosperity Bank Shares. Prosperity Bank Shares. That sounds like that one's going to be doomed. Because they always do the opposite, right? Houston, Texas. Columbia Financial, Fairlawn, New Jersey. You know, so again, if you're in one of these banks, you might want to just keep notice of it. It's a good idea to diversify as much as possible. You know, we do not study the banking system because, again, it's one of the means of the economic slavery. It is the means of the economic slavery that we are in. You know, and yes, I think bankers and lawyers are, you know, no offense for you guys that are out there, but I gotta say it, you know, the banking system and the law system, they're definitive of everything that's wrong with this planet. It's just, you know, it's everything that's wrong with everything. You know, it's how we're controlled, you know. It just boggles my mind, you know, how we can, well, you know, the reason we're in it is because we're born into it. Even when we see it for what it is, as a means of slavery, you know, it's still tough to get out of it. That's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm. You know, but we still, no matter what, even if we don't like it, we still have to live by it. It is a form of energy exchange. And when we're looking at that, energy exchange should be equal. It should be even. So as we're crawling out of this mess, we just need to find our balance to everything, because this is where we're at. So we can dislike it as much as we want to, but that's not going to change the fact that we have to walk out of this together, working together, finding balance together. So I guess it's how we use that energy.
Absolutely. Mrs. Jones, you have a plumbing leak. Do you feel that, you know, 36 eggs and two dozen apples are a fair exchange? You know, just talking about the type of things that might be worked out in the future by people that are working outside of the system. Because that's where we're going to have to go. We got to divorce ourselves from the system. And that's why, you know, truly, we're not big crypto fans. And, you know, if you're using crypto to leverage yourself in such a way that you can buy a piece of land outright in a low tax area, and you're going to do your own homesteading thing, then more power to you. That's wonderful. If you think that you're going to be able to utilize a free market in the long term, oh, that's just, you know, believing in illusions, because what's coming is a complete lockdown on everything. It's just so apparent and so obvious. Credit Suisse's biggest backer abandons hope, questions the future of the franchise. So Credit Suisse's most prominent supporters for years, owning as much as 10% of the failing Swiss bank stock last year, is basically saying it's all over but the sniveling. And, you know, again, they are totally planning on collapsing the entirety of the system. The only way you can bring out something new is by destroying what's currently in place. As you see, Governor Kristi Noem, possibility she might end up running for number two. She's an outside possibility, as is Marjorie Taylor Greene, a little bit more mainstream. And it seems that Carrie Lake might be the front runner. We'll see how all that goes. Absolutely, what's coming now is that red horse. And what's the red horse? It's showing civil strife as well as strife between nations. And the civil strife is getting ready to kick off like we have not seen it yet. So we need to be very, very aware of that. She vetoed HB 1193. This bill adopts a definition of money to specifically exclude crypto, like Bitcoin. Opens the door to the risk that the federal government could adopt a central bank digital currency. South Dakota will always stand for economic freedom. Again, this is the great divorce that's coming on. And the country is going to split. It's splitting now, and it's going to be just so evident and apparent soon. So, you know, when it rains like it does in California, you might end up one of those bad hair days, or maybe the whole banking situation has got your hair on end. Gosh, what to do? What to do? What to do? Well, maybe just dance.
Mm-hmm. Just dance the night away.
Absolutely. You know, again, you know, party like it's 1999. Well, gently, you know, gently and without the use of mind altering chemicals.
Indeed.
We need to be sober in these times. Absolutely sober and ready for whatever is coming. As always, guys, thanks for your support on Ko-Fi and Patreon. Much love. God bless and namaste.
Namaste.